Lou Manfredini here. Do you have cracked or sunken concrete areas around your home? Call PermaSeal for a free estimate. Don't replace it, raise it. Call 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
It is Weather on the Ooze with meteorologist from Channel 9 WGN-TV, Bill Snyder. Good evening, Bill, and welcome back to the program. Always good to have you here.
Good evening, John. Happy Thursday to you. Happy Friday Eve.
Friday Eve, indeed, indeed.
It's a good thing, yeah.
And you know what? It's still very hot.
It is hot, yeah.
I walked the dog today, and I walked around to the house, and I'm like, yeah, okay, it's hot. Yeah. And then I got into the sun.
Right.
And when I was walking her in the sun, oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, not only, John, did we have a return of 90-degree temperatures that have been absent for the last 9 days, but we also increased the humidity noticeably so this afternoon. You know, we always talk about the dew point, which is a accurate measure of just how much humidity and your, you know, your comfort level. And when the dew point gets into the 60s, that's considered a moderate level of humidity. Well, recently, we had dew points on numerous days in the 50s, which is, you know, very comfortable. Well, today, we had dew points warm into the low 70s. That's pretty muggy. And certainly, if you're outside exerting yourself in any way, it's you notice it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, so I'm sure your dog was looking for some extra ice in the water when you got back, huh?
Yeah, her tongue was out. There's no
question
about that.
I bet it was.
That.
Yeah.
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 I got a text here. I want to just tell you.
Sure.
847, no one does the weather like Bill.
Wow.
That's what it says.
Wow. See? I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. I mean, that's,
No. That's a good thing. See, well, typical broadcaster paranoia.
Yeah.
Is that a good thing or is that a bad thing?
I know. John, I'm always, that's just part of my nature. But yeah, hey. that's very kind of our listener out there. So
yes,
I appreciate
indeed.
That. Yeah.
So, 90 degrees.
Yeah.
First time in 9 days.
Right.
So what does that do to the tally for this year?
Well, you know what, John? Today was our 23rd 90-degree day, both at O'Hare and Midway. And what's interesting about that is that normally a full year at those two sites see about 17 to 21 90-degree days. So we've already exceeded that. And you know what's even more interesting, John, is the 23 90s that are on the books now at O'Hare Field equal the total number of 90s that we had all of last year.
Whoa.
So, you know, we're going to exceed last year's total because we've got several more, you know, here coming. But, you know, it's likely that, you know, when the books close on this summer, we will certainly be somewhere in the ballpark of what we saw back in 2020, John. We had 31 90-degree days in 2020. And then before that, you have to go back to, you know, we always refer back to the summer of 2012, which was a hot one. We had numerous 100-degree days. And, you know, that heat started back in March. We had a lot of warm days. Around St. Patrick's Day was 80 degrees, but 2012, John, we had 46 90-degree days. We're not gonna see that many this year, but I think that before it's all over, we'll certainly challenge the tally that we had back in 2020 for sure. So it's been a warm summer, and it's interesting too is that August up until now, and you know, again, we're about to reverse that trend in a big way. But August has been cooler than normal so far, if you can believe it. You know, which again, cooler than normal at this time of the year is a relative term because you know when you consider the normal high is in the mid 80s, John. It's cooler than normal day at this time of the year is generally a comfortable one. So the opening 6 days, John, we're averaging 71.4 degrees, which is about 3.6 degrees below normal. And what's interesting is that when you compare that to the same period a year ago, we're about 7.4 degrees cooler per day. But I'll tell you what, that 3.6 degree deficit, John, is going to go bye-bye in the next week or so because we are going to erase that rather quickly with the temperatures that we have forecasted coming up.
How about across the country? You know, there's so much going on.
Yeah.
There's wildfires.
Oh,
there's
yes.
In Canada.
Yep.
There's also, I believe, some in California.
Yeah, it's we're getting, you know, we've seen a combination here in recent days of not just the haze and you know, you know, murky skies from Canada, but also from Western wildfires that have been burning out in those areas, John. So you're absolutely right. And what's interesting is the latest out of Canada is really, these numbers are just, they're mind-boggling, but there's still currently 741 wildfires that are burning out there, 304 of those that are burning out of control, which so far this year, John, 16.5 million acres have burned so far this year, which that is an area that's larger than the entire state of West Virginia.
Those are astounding statistics.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, it's, we're on pace right now. You know, I remember, you know, we talked about this, how bad the fire situation in our air quality, for that matter, here was 2 years ago. Well, we're on pace right now, the fire season in Canada, to be the second worst on record to the 2023 fire season. So it's been bad. It's been really bad. And, you know, those areas are in extreme drought up there. They've had very little rain. And, you know, lightning is what helps ignite these fires up there. And they just don't have, they're in such isolated areas, John. They just don't have the manpower to get to these. So I think this is going to be an issue that we're dealing with, not just here, but up there and across a large portion of the country, for that matter. You know, as we move even into fall, until it turns colder up there and they start to see some precipitation and rain and even the form of snow, I don't think that those fires are going to go away in any big, you know, big shape or form anytime soon. So that's not good.
I don't want to put you on the spot or anything, yeah, but I will. So do you think we're going to have these fires every year? I mean,
you know, we haven't had them. Yeah.
I mean, were we just ignoring them? No.
I think that they just become more noticeable. I think that we have, you know, we're able to, with the technology, we're able to detect where this is coming from. But, I think it's going to be something that we deal with to some capacity every year, John, but I think that the conditions, or at least the extent of the fires, will vary from year to year. I don't think this, you know, you can predict necessarily, say, next year is going to be a repeat of this year, or it's going to be worse than this year. You know, honestly, what happens in the fall, in the winter, and then as we move into the warm season next spring, will have a large impact as to what happens in the summer for fire season. So that will be something that we watch closely in the you know, in the months ahead.
You know, it's very uncomfortable here when this happens, but yeah, I can't imagine what it's like in Canada for people
who are
closer to the source of all of this.
That's exactly right, John. Yeah. Oh, there's no question that the air quality up there has just got to be, you know, awful. And for anybody that has, you know, asthma or, you know, heart ailments or any type of respiratory issues, you know, you just have to take it slow. I mean, you don't want to exert yourself too much in those conditions outside, or spend too much time out there, you know, doing anything, because it just, can have such a negative impact, you know, and it'll sometimes happen and you don't even realize it, you know. It's just, it's kind of scary. But, at least for the time being right now here locally, John, even though we do have an air quality alert that expires at midnight tonight, our numbers are far better than they've been the last couple of days. We've had numbers, you know, the higher the number of the AQI, which is the air quality index, you know, the worse the air quality is. And you know, yesterday we spent much of the day in what's categorized as the unhealthy for sensitive groups range. Today we've been in the moderate range. So that's certainly a step up from where we've been. And I think tomorrow, even though it's going to be a hot day, it's going to be a humid day, the air quality will not be a big issue. We're going to trade the dirty air in for some hotter air, if you can believe that. So, yeah, we got up to 90 at O'Hare today, 91 at Midway, and you know, I think we're going to see temperatures even warm up a few degrees above that tomorrow and on Saturday.
So
we got ourselves a late season, you know, yesterday, John, we reached the midpoint in astronomical summer. Can you believe that?
No.
Yeah.
I don't. And I don't even know what you're talking about. And I still don't believe it.
Astronomical summer is one that, you know, the one that you think of is starting on June 21st. So that one, that one runs till about September 20th. And then we begin, you know, then we have the autumnal equinox and segue into autumn from there. But, you know, we still have many warm days, but, you know, what's interesting, I was looking at, John, and, this is certainly a sign of the times, Saturday will be our last official 8 p.m. sunset until next spring, till next May.
So we, let's see, the sun's going down.
Down. So, so starting on Sunday.
Yeah.
So the sun goes down at 8 o'clock on the dot Saturday.
Right.
Starting Sunday, we will have sunsets pre-8 p.m. And then and we're losing, you know, rapidly. We're losing daylight here. August, mm-hmm. we see about a decline of about 60 to 70 minutes in the month of August. And we're losing about 1 to 2 minutes per day. And so, you know, it's noticeable, especially, you know, I've had friends tell me that get up early, they notice it in the morning, you know, when it's used to be light out around 5:15, and now it's, you know, getting closer to 6 o'clock before the sun is coming up. And, we certainly see it at night, you know, a twilight back on our longest day. We had daylight till almost 9 p.m., you know, with the twilight on a clear night, but now you're starting to notice it. We've lost several minutes, and, you know, our latest sunset was around 8:31, and now, you know, we've lost almost a half an hour off of that, John, but we still have, you know, despite the loss of daylight, there's still many, many warm days yet to go. So I don't want to, you know, lead anyone to believe that, oh, we're losing daylight, we're going right into, you know, into the chill of autumn, because that's simply not the case. As a matter of fact, we've got a lot of hot weather yet to go.
So is that hot weather going to be here over the weekend?
Or? It is, you know. So, John, we're looking at, you know, very small chance later tonight, early tomorrow morning, of a shower or thunderstorm. But we're talking about aerial coverage, maybe 10 to 20%. So most areas won't even see that. And then we'll turn partly to mostly sunny by afternoon tomorrow. And we'll see highs, you know, surge into the low 90s. Even some areas may get into the mid 90s tomorrow with a peak heat index of around 100 degrees. And then more of the same on Saturday could be, we could challenge the hottest temperature officially so far this summer, which has been 95 degrees on numerous occasions. But we're forecasting right now a high of 94. And, you know, again, peak heat index around 100. And then we will have a chances for isolated to, you know, even scattered thunderstorms, especially as we get into Monday, Tuesday. But I'll tell you what, John, you know, we had a string of 7 straight days below normal that we ended yesterday. I don't see a day below normal in the forecast for at least the next 2 weeks. So we're in a very warm to, you know, occasionally hot pattern. And so I think Sunday we'll see another day of around 90 degrees, 91 degrees. If we don't get a thunderstorm to pop sooner, that would, you know, check the temperature. But otherwise, it's going to be another hot day. And then, you know, even next week, we're talking about temperatures as we move into next week in the high 80s to, you know, even low 90s. You know, if we had a thunderstorms, clouds and thunderstorms, that would keep our temperatures at a little bit cooler than they would otherwise get. But the humidity levels are going to remain elevated, so it'll have that muggy tropical feel as you go outside, especially as you exit an air-conditioned building. You'll feel it.
Well, stay hydrated, Bill.
Oh,
and,
yes.
I look forward to talking to you again next week.
I will as well. Thanks, John, for having me as always, and have a great weekend.
You too.